Welcome to another exciting edition of Sound Bombing. I'm your host, Lamar Darnell Shields, and today's guest is Eliseba Osore. Through her work as program director of Baltimore's Share Baby, Baby Pantry, 2016 Open Society Institute Fellow, Eliseba discusses the dire need for child care products which are not covered by public assistance. Stay tuned to Sound Bombing.
Hi, I'm Eliseba Osore. I'm a 2016 OSI Fellow. My project is Share Baby. I actually applied for the fellowship once before and I didn't get it. And that was before I had even started any work on the project. Then when I reapplied, I had already been sort of dipping my toe into the work. And so my application was much more robust. So I was kind of in my feelings for being rejected the first time. And so I was like, I don't know, this is just a crapshoot. Like, I'm just going to try it again. If I don't get it this time, like, I'm done. I'll figure it out a different way. And then I got that. Well, it's a long process, but eventually you get this big envelope. And I was so nervous to open it. And I was like, what is this going to say? And then it said I got it. And it's just been amazing ever since. I mean, it's crazy to have an idea and then to have someone believe in it and actually give you the space to do it. I feel like that's very rare. And I feel lucky because, like, it's an extremely competitive fellowship. And out of all the wonderful people in Baltimore with great ideas, like, they picked me. So I built the Baby Pantry of Share Baby, which is essentially a food bank or a food pantry, but for baby items and diapers. So we collect diapers, new and used baby items from community donors, and then we give those to agencies that serve families in need. To date, we've distributed over 400,000 diapers and over 100,000 gear items, and we currently serve 20 agencies, and we are hoping to just grow wider to serve more agencies and get these items out to more folk, because we estimate that there's about 25,000 children in this city who are of diaper age who live below the poverty line. And so that's sort of our target number, is to reach those 25,000 kids. And right now we're at about 4,000. So we've got a lot of work to do. So diapers are super important. It's a huge thing that we focus on because they are not covered by WIC or food stamps. So the families that we serve are trying to scrape together cash to buy them. And when babies don't have diapers, it has a lot of adverse effects. So it stresses babies out. It also leads to adverse mental health and physical health issues. So diaper rash, UTIs, but also when baby is stressed in the critical development years of 0 to 3, it really can affect the way that they're able to develop. But it also, there's a really strong link between not having enough diapers and maternal mental health issues. So when mom can't provide enough diapers for her baby, it really tanks her self-esteem. There's also a strong link between diaper need and child abuse. So if baby is in a soiled diaper for too long, very fussy, and parents are already very stressed due to their circumstances, it really increases the rate of potential child abuse. So there's all these things that sort of snowball off of diaper need, and it's really not a widely known issue. And so we're sort of tackling that by trying to raise awareness and raise money and raise piles of diapers so we can get them out to the community. I am transitioning into a fully funded position as the program director of Share Baby to expand and grow our impact across the city.